A shoulder dislocation means that the shoulder actually comes out of its socket. So what that means is the shoulder is a ball and socket joint, and the ball actually comes out of the socket. The ball is the head of the humerus. The socket is the glenoid. Well, the most common location for it to go is out the front, and that's anterior, and that's a reasonably common injury in football. If that happens to a football player who's in high school or college, then the recurrence rate after that dislocation is very high. That means that once it happens, the shoulder wants to keep coming out. What happens is that there's a tear of a structure called the labrum, which is the ligamentous rim around the socket of the ball and socket of the shoulder, and that doesn't heal properly. And the technical name for that is a Bankart lesion, named after a doctor who described that close to a century ago. Well, because of that problem, when a football player or any contact or collision sport athlete sustains what's called an anterior shoulder dislocation, we actually recommend a surgical procedure to restore the anatomy, to fix that labrum back into place so the shoulder doesn't come out anymore. Now, a lot of times, football players can play through the season with that problem, and we can do some rehabilitation for them. Their athletic trainers can work with them and get them ready to play, and they can finish out the season and have the surgery after the season. Playing with it is very common in football, and it does not compromise the results of the surgery.